The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you ready to start living and creating your life from possibility, joy, and ease? What if every day could be a miraculous adventure? Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. Join us for a dynamic conversation of creation and possibility. Now, here is our host, creatress of magnitude, Heather Nichols.
Welcome, everybody, to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. This is Heather Nichols, and we are here this week talking about, actually, I gotta say, this is one of my favorite topics, and it is intimacy and creation. You know, a lot of people would go, okay, so what the heck do intimacy and creation have to do with each other? And, you know, a lot of, you know, here we are, I'm recording this in the month of February, and it's love month, it's Valentine's month and all of that. And there's just this point of view that intimacy is about other people. It's about, you know, romantic relationships and all of that. And what if intimacy was actually a much, much greater conversation? For me, the tools of Access Consciousness have really allowed me to have a completely different space of knowing and being and perceiving and receiving what intimacy actually is and what on earth it has to do with creation. And really, to me, it is actually has so much to do with everything. The more I have played with and cultivated this energy and these energies in my world, the greater my whole life has become. And I'm just so grateful for this conversation and really excited to share it with you today. To me, it actually feels like when we get into a space of intimacy with ourselves, we actually start to become unstoppable with what we can create. The things that we've been asking to create in our worlds, they actually start to show up. They start to come to fruition. Things that we might have thought were impossible, they actually become possible, and even greater things become possible. And it's just this incredible space that can open up that is really, really beyond the linearity and the order and everything that we think we need to have in regards to creating a life, a living, you know, the businesses that we'd like to have and all of that. And then, you know, into the world of relationships too. When you have intimacy with you, you have intimacy with the whole world and everything that you encounter, and everything actually gets to become greater. So I wonder where we can go today. One of the first places I wanted to play with this is actually just sharing a little bit of what the five elements of intimacy are. This is something that we play with in the Access Consciousness Foundation class, a really phenomenal class that gives you just a huge toolbox of tools and processes and questions and really different conversations than I know I had ever been exposed to before I took this class, around, you know, what if we could actually have more, be more, have the lives that we'd like to have with a lot more ease, a lot more joy, a lot less trauma and drama and struggle and all of that. And what if, you know, what if struggle and effort and all of that were not actually even required? Like, what if there was a possibility to create something really different beyond all of that? And so this conversation has been really paramount in my world to start to have that as my reality. So the five elements of intimacy from an Access Consciousness perspective are vulnerability, gratitude, allowance, honor, and trust. And I want to go through these with you today and really just give you a sense of, because we all have ideas about what each of those things are and, you know, how they sort of work in the world and what they mean and all of that. And I know this conversation has really opened up a very, very different space for me around what those five things actually are. If you look at the, and so I want to also just, it's like you can have this conversation of intimacy, of having allowance, vulnerability, gratitude, honor, and trust with you. You can have those elements of intimacy with somebody else. You can have them with your business. You can have them with your children. You can have them with the planet. You can have them with certain things that you're creating, specific creations that you have in your world. But if you don't actually have them with you and really cultivate those elements with you, then you actually don't really get to, there's not a whole lot that you can be and do in other areas of life where, you might be feeling stuck, like you might feel stuck with business or something like that. But and ironically, this can actually be one of the places where you really want to start to look. Some of you who have listened before know that I have a program called the Generative Business Pods, where we actually really we dive into pretty much all things creation and all like really being more and choosing more and stepping into more in regards to business and creation. And this is actually one of the conversations I always have as really like an ongoing conversation with people in that program, where if you don't have the ground of the intimacy with you, then there's not a whole lot more that you can create. So let's dive in. So what would it be like to be honoring of you? So honor being one of the elements of intimacy is to treat with regard. So what would it be like if you were to treat you with regard? That's not a very popular conversation in the world. It's not a conversation that, most of us are taught as children. Sadly, not even a lot of people in the world function from that space of having regard for anything, like for each other, for themselves, for the planet. It's sort of this, like, our relationships and the relationship with the earth and our bodies and ourselves have become so just functional, not even functional, but pretending to be functional, trying to be functional while being incredibly dysfunctional for so many people. But it really is, it's like there's this conversation that, most of us have never been exposed to. And I'm so grateful for these tools because of that. So if you were treating you with regard, what would that be like? Like truly, and that might even be like something that you're just like, I can't even imagine. I can't even fathom what it would be like to treat me with regard. So everything that doesn't allow you to be, perceive and receive that, will you destroy and uncreate it? Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, puck, pod, shorts, boys and beyonds. And if you don't know what I just said, that's the Access Consciousness Clearing Statement. That really just is a delete button for a lot of unconsciousness. And stuff that stops us. So you can, if you want to know more about it, you can go to theclearingstatement.com. But you don't actually have to know what it is, what it means. It's actually just like you bring up this energy and you hit delete when you say the clearing statement. So one of the reasons why this stuff works so fast and amazingly is the mind is not required at all. Comprehension is not required. And so when you have that honor for you, it's like you're willing to actually acknowledge who you be, what's true for you about who you be, and what's actually fun for you, what's joyful for you, what is true for you, what works for you in your life, what doesn't work for you in your life, which might actually really be different than what it is for somebody else. So having that space of honor with you is, it's like this invitation to acknowledge so much more about you and to actually make your choices in the world, in your life, that really are aligned with, hey, is this actually honoring of me? And not the you that you've decided that you are or that you think you have to be, but actually who you be. Trust, and I'm just going to kind of run through these and then we'll sort of play with how does this apply in different areas, like to creation. But what would it be like actually if we just look at honor? If you were honoring you totally, what could you create? Like what would it be like to create a life, a business, money, relationships, a body, all of that from the space of honor, of honoring you? Very, very different conversation. Trust, I love the access consciousness take on trust. It's so pragmatic and it makes me like giggle every time because it's not actually like in this reality, trust is actually, it's very much a point of view and a judgment. So trust is like, it's this thing of like, if you, the way we think of trust is basically like, when you, like with somebody else, let's just say with somebody else, it's sort of like, when you lie to me, I can't trust you, right? That's one of the big ones with trust, right? If you lie to me, I can't trust you. But from an access point of view, and this works really so well for me, and I know for a lot of other people that I've had this conversation with, trust is actually the acknowledgement of what is, really. It's like, if somebody does lie to you that you're in a relationship with, perhaps you could trust that they're going to continue to do that rather than making it wrong or something that's judgeable or something that's like an affront to you or against you or whatever. What if you could just acknowledge what is and just actually really get that trust is actually about going, hey, I can trust that this person's going to show up like this. I can trust that I'm going to show up like this. Like if you maybe there's a habit that you have that you don't love, like maybe you like always have chocolate after dinner or something like that. And you've decided that that's wrong or something that needs to change. Well, you can trust about you that you're always going to do that until you choose something different. And it could actually be as easy as that. It could be as easy as just acknowledging, hey, I'm going to trust that I'm going to trust that this is what I'm going to keep choosing until such time that I either get over it, stop judging it, and be okay with it, or change it. And what if you don't have to make you wrong? What if you don't have to make anybody else wrong? Like if there's somebody that shows up in your life, like say your partner or a friend or something, and they do something that bothers you and you or you feel like, that doesn't work for me or whatever. What would it be like if you just actually trusted that they would, that that's just how they show up, that they would continue to show up that way until such a time as it might change? And it's not a projection. It's not like you're never going to change, so I'm just going to resign to that I'm always going to be this way or that you're always going to be this way. But what if it was actually just an honoring, actually? And the thing that I love about these five elements of intimacy is they actually really interact with each other. They contribute to each other. They expand each other. So they're not really anything that it's even interesting sometimes to sort of speak about them in isolation because, well, I don't actually, but you can't really speak about them in isolation because they really do play into each other. And if you are trusting that you're going to continue to choose whatever it is that you tend to choose, somebody else is in your life is going to continue to show up the way that they tend to show up, there's actually an honoring there. There's an honoring of like, hey, you get to have choice. I get to have choice. I get to have choice of if I'm going to eat chocolate every night. That is a choice. There's nothing wrong with that choice. You might even discover that your body really desires that or loves that or enjoys it or requires it, or that you have, if you get over the judgment of it, then you actually get to choose. And maybe sometimes you do and some you don't. And you're asking your body every time, which is an honoring, right? So it's this acknowledgement from a very pragmatic place that, you know, this is sort of what is. Okay, cool. I can trust that. I can really trust that. And then trust doesn't become this conversation where we're sort of vying for control or vying for the rightness or the wrongness of our points of view. It's not about you needing somebody else to show up in a different way in order for you to trust them. It's actually for you to go, hey, no, this is actually what is, and I can trust that. This is what's true for me, about me, with me, and I can trust that. And the space and the ease that that opens up in our worlds to actually have a different choice, choose something different, have a different possibility it's pretty huge, actually. Just such a gift, such a different point of view. And that has created a lot of freedom in my world. So that's honor and trust of you. What would it be like if you actually really trusted you? If you trusted, hey, no, this is actually how I tend to function, and I'm totally willing to choose something different, and I'm also willing to not make it wrong that I don't, and what can I create from here? What would it be like to actually really create your world, your life, your business, your body, the planet, right? All of that, like from that space of the honor and the trust of you. There's so much more. Vulnerability, one of my favorite topics, gratitude and allowance, which you might suspect I might have a slightly different perspective to offer on vulnerability, if I can say them, gratitude and allowance. That might open up some different conversations and possibilities in your world in regards to being and creation. And I will be bringing that after the break. So we are at our first break. And this is Heather Nichols here with a topic of creating from intimacy and intimacy and creation. And we will be back momentarily.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
Hey guys. Psst, over here. Get this. Gary Douglas, the man, the myth, the legend, has a new class. It's a 2-day class that he's offering his own very self, and it's called Out of the Box. This class is 2 days long. It's happening on February 4th and 5th in San Diego, California, America, Earth, and March 4th and 5th in Munich, Germany, same planet. What's going to happen in this class? Gary's going to give us all the tools we need to break out of the limitations of our tiny little boxed-in realities. You ever feel like you're trapped and stifled and stuck and you can't quite put your finger on what it is or why it's happening? That's what this class is there to do. Break all those limitations apart so you can fly right on out of that box, just like those little puffy white peanuts do whenever you order like your supplements on the internet, and then they come and then you got peanuts all over your floor. But this will be a lot more fun. Where do you find out about it? www.garymdouglas.com/out of the box.
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a 6-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
Build a better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to heather@heathernichols.com. That's heather@heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, chatting away today here with you about intimacy and creation, one of my favorite topics. And just really actually like I am just so immensely grateful for the tools of Access Consciousness and Joy of Business and everything that I've just gained and really stepped into being from playing with Access Consciousness. And, you know, I've actually had a business, I've run my own business and worked for myself for over 20 years now, actually. And the first, about 15 years or so, I actually, was just always seeking for something different, looking for something different, really desiring something so different. And, you know, had millions of coaches and programs and whatever. I was always willing to, you know, have a new conversation, a different conversation. And I just always had this sense that, like, I could actually really be me, like, totally through and through, and actually have that be something that, that actually was the source for creating the business that I would love to have, the money flows I would love to have, the joy of my life that I would love to have. And I didn't really find that conversation anywhere. Like there was people in like bits and pieces of it, but it really was just this sense of like, but here's my formula and here's the things that you need to do and here's the step-by-step. And I know for me with business, like it just never worked. It was just the sense of like, ugh, you know, I don't actually, that's not fun for me. And I don't really want to do what everybody else is telling me to do. And I would do it to some degree, but then it wouldn't really work. And it would just always sort of feel like, okay, so I made like a little bit more money from that, you know, but it wasn't this like explosion of possibilities that I knew I could have. And when I started playing with the tools of Access Consciousness and adding them to every area of my life, one of the coolest things was my business really, really took off. And, you know, probably like multiplied my income, I don't know, at least 10 times since I started playing with Access Consciousness 6-7 years ago, which has been really cool, really just such a gift and fun. And I love money. I love creating money and playing with it and using it to change realities and creating a really different life with it. And it was just, I would say that one of the biggest pieces of it for me has been these elements of intimacy and really, really getting into, hey, what is actually true for me in regards to creation? What do I know about this stuff that I've never acknowledged, that I've never even been encouraged to look at? What do I know about me and about business and about my business and about everything that I'm bringing to the world that is actually my awareness, and not even my awareness, but the awareness that I be. And that has a slightly different flavor, different, you know, perspective, different point of view than some of what other people bring, which is also phenomenal, you know. But it's like when we go to listen to everybody else's points of view, everybody else's awareness, it doesn't usually create more. And I think for me, that was one of the biggest things. And so when I started playing with these elements of intimacy with creation, it was like this whole universe opened up for me, where I was like, wow, I can actually really explore me and what's true for me here in a way that I never had been invited to before. And I didn't have the tools to either. And that was the big thing. One of the things that I love about Access Consciousness is that there are tools. Like there's these ginormous toolboxes, basically, that like all of these different classes are, that we then get to have as tools for the creation of a really different possibility. And I would say that the five elements of intimacy is definitely a tool. It's a tool for looking at you and life and what you're creating and who you're playing with in a really, really different way. And it can open up so much possibility. Just having a different point of view opens up, it creates a really different space of possibility. So we left off with honor and trust before the break. If you didn't catch it, hit the rewind button or, you know, re-listen later. But vulnerability, gratitude, and allowance being the remaining three elements of intimacy that I wanted to play with today. Vulnerability is, it's really one of the primary energies for being and actually for awareness and for creation. And it's one of those that gets a bad rap. I was reading something or something about somebody was saying how when you're vulnerable, you know, you actually need to like you need to protect yourself. Like when you're vulnerable, it means that you're sort of open to being attacked from somewhere or some direction or whatever. And the thing about vulnerability that I love is that it actually, my experience with it is that it is a lowering of the barriers of our mind. Our mind is a barrier. Our mind is a huge barrier that keeps us from being and perceiving and knowing and receiving everything that we can be, you know, perceive and receive about what's true for us, what's true for creation, what's true like on this planet, and what's true for each other. And the mind is just this gigantic barrier. And every time you engage your mind, thoughts, judgments, feelings, emotions, you're actually putting up walls to yourself, to other people, to possibility, to, you know, creation. And so vulnerability is this lowering of the barriers that allows us to actually start to be more. It allows us to start to perceive more and receive more and know more. Know not from the mind, but a knowing, like with the capital K, the knowing of your being, that gives you greater access to the infinite being that you be. And when you are willing to lower your barriers with you, because we did this conversation really is about vulnerability and these five elements of intimacy with you and with creation, you actually get out of judgment of you. And geez, like I will tell you, one of the biggest things when I work with people, because pretty much what I do is help people get into creation in some way, shape, or form. That's what I do all day long. Which I love. I'm so grateful. that's thus the name of my radio show, Creating Beyond Reality. But it is actually a space of creating beyond reality, beyond this reality, to get into vulnerability and to be a space of vulnerability with you. You have access to universes of awareness, of being, of joy, of ease, of space, when you are willing to lower your barriers and really not have a point of view about things, not have judgments about things, be willing to receive judgment from other people, be willing to, you know, even, I mean, you know, the more we step up, the more we create, the more judgment comes our way. It could be negative judgment, it could be positive judgment, it's still judgment. And there's this space of like the willingness to receive that and not have a point of view about it. That is this incredible space of vulnerability that also is a space of allowance, which is one of the other elements of intimacy, really that space of no judgment. And when we can be that vulnerable, that, you know, soft-bellied in a way, that open, that receptive, that aware, because that's one of the other things that's amazing about the gift of vulnerability is that it actually allows us to have this awareness of so much more. Our mind, our judgments, our thoughts, our feelings, they actually cut off awareness. And in order for you to create more, in order for you to really, really create beyond what you would, you know, have ever asked for before or ever thought was possible, you do really need to be functioning from a different space, which is the space of you, the space of being, the space of awareness, rather than the determination of how something needs to show up in order to actually come to fruition. So with creation, oftentimes with creation, we go into a computation of what is required, what needs to happen, what are the steps? Like if I'd like to create a business, I'm going to create a business plan and it's going to be like this. And then there's going to be this money required and then this money and then this creation. And then we're going to do this and that's going to happen and all of that. And we all know that it's very rare, if really ever, that that computation and planning things out like that actually really ever comes to fruition. It's not really how things work in the universe. When you're willing to ask the universe for more and choose more, it's like there's this entire buffet of possibilities that becomes available to you, and you don't know what it is right now. Like what a lot of what you're asking for, if you have big asks in your life, a lot of what you're asking for, you don't know even necessarily what it is, and you certainly don't know how it's going to show up. I can pretty much guarantee you that. And that might be something that you're willing to acknowledge in hindsight, of sort of like, oh yeah, you know, nothing that I've ever asked for has shown up the way that I thought it would. Now, what would it be like to know that moving forward? Like to know that that's how your future is going to unfold too. It's pretty much a guarantee that if you're playing with these tools, that you're the way things show up, the way things get created in your life, the way that you create and how all the, you know, the different possibilities and different events and all of that, you're not in control for one, which to me is great news. It's not great news to everybody, but it actually can be really good news. You're not in control at all of any of it. And you actually diminish the possibilities that are available to you by trying to control and direct and have judgments and computations about how something needs to come to fruition. So when you actually be that space of vulnerability and of allowance, the allowance of, hey, this is not going to show up how I think it will. I'm not going to judge what is in front of me every day as my life, because if I do, I'm dynamically eliminating possibilities. I'm not going to judge that. I'm actually going to go, oh, okay, cool. And when something shows up that's different than you thought it would be, lower your barriers. Let your mind take a moment, you know? And sometimes it even helps just to get this sense of like, literally like pushing your barriers down, just going, hey, there's a wall around me right now and that doesn't work for me. I'm going to push it down. I'm going to, you know, invite myself to lower the wall or to let the wall dissolve or crumble or dissipate or disintegrate and go away. I'm going to be soft belly here with the universe, with the world, and go, hey, perhaps I don't actually know what this is going to be, how this is going to come to fruition. And perhaps that's the best news of all. And I wonder what else is possible, what else can show up, what else is available to me. And this is where you can really start to play with questions and asking different questions than you've ever asked before, which is always an invitation for the universe to contribute to you in incredibly dynamic ways. And so when you're willing to get into this space of vulnerability with you, not only do you have such greater possibility in your world, but there's also this space where nothing is wrong. It's like what I see is people stop creation. They stop themselves from creating because they don't want to mess it up. They don't want to fail. There's this defense against failure and a defense for success that is killing creation. It kills our capacity to create what we would like to have. And if all you had to do is ask the universe, like this ask and you shall receive reality of like, hey, I know there's millions of possibilities that are available that are beyond anything I've ever considered before. Hey, universe, show me. I'm willing to have no barriers. I'm willing to have no judgment. I'm willing to trust me and how I show up. I'm willing to honor me, and, you know, everybody else and all of that. Like, I'm willing to play on this playground of creation that is very, very different than what everybody says it is and how things actually get created in the world. I'm willing to play. And when you're willing to play, oh my goodness, the universe is like, it has like a party. It's like, woohoo, you know, like, it's like waiting. It's waiting to gift us this bounty of possibilities. And if we are constantly refusing it from our points of view about what our bodies are supposed to be like, or how, like, the best way to, you know, get healthy or to create whatever, like the business, like, if when we're attached to those points of view and when we're stuck on those points of view, the size of your life has to be about the size of a postage stamp. And what if there's a great, crazy, phenomenal life that's available to you, totally beyond anything you've ever considered before? And these elements of intimacy, I gotta say, this might just be my interesting point of view, but they really are incredible, phenomenal tools for creation that go way beyond this reality and actually get you, when you are being these elements of intimacy with you and with the world, actually get you into a space of creation and receiving and possibility that allows you to truly have, for your life to actually be a miracle and for you to be the miracle that you be. So, hey, why not give it a go, right? Being a miracle is never a bad thing in my point of view. So on that note, I'll just let you play with that for a moment while we take our next break. This is Heather Nichols, and you're listening to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. I'll be back in a moment.
Change your world. Change your life. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a 6-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
Hey guys, psst, over here, get this. Gary Douglas, the man, the myth, the legend, has a new class. It's a 2-day class that he's offering his own very self, and it's called Out of the Box. This class is 2 days long. It's happening on February 4th and 5th in San Diego, California, America, Earth, and March 4th and 5th in Munich, Germany, same planet. What's going to happen in this class? Gary's going to give us all the tools we need to break out of the limitations of our tiny little boxed-in realities. You ever feel like you're trapped and stifled and stuck and you can't quite put your finger on what it is or why it's happening? That's what this class is there to do. Break all those limitations apart so you can fly right on out of that box, just like those little puffy white peanuts do whenever you order like your supplements on the internet, and then they come and then you got peanuts all over your floor. But this will be a lot more fun. Where do you find out about it? www.garymdouglas.com/out of the box.
Build a better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to heather@heathernichols.com. That's heather@heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and we're here in our final segment of this yummy conversation about creation and intimacy on Creating Beyond Reality Radio. So, I think we left off at being a miracle. And you might be going like, oh, you are so, yeah, whatever. Like, you might be like, that would be really lovely. And, you know, but what if actually, I mean, the thing is that like everything that we've all been trying, you know, if like whatever you've been doing so far to create your life, like if you're not, if your life isn't just freaking phenomenal and exciting and delicious and joyful. Like, perhaps there's more. Perhaps there's more that's available to you. And what could you actually choose to play with, you know, to create more of that? And I just feel like, you know, sometimes in those moments, it's like, oh, well, you know, there's just this, it's sort of like, why not, you know, why not just go for it? Try something new, see what that creates, you know, especially if this conversation is fun for you, if it's lighting something up in your world, perhaps there's something that's true for you, in regards to this conversation. So, we were talking about vulnerability and allowance, and, you know, allowance, I want to touch a little bit more on. It just is this, like, it really, it's been, you know, all these elements are woven through the conversation of all of the elements, because that's how it works. But allowance is really, it is that space of like, hey, I'm not going to judge anything. I'm not going to judge me. I'm not going to judge you. I'm not going to judge my points of view. I'm not going to judge your points of view. I'm not going to judge, you know, that somebody's doing something that's not correct or not right or not, like, it's this, like, really, the space of allowance for me is, it is total space. It actually is total space. It does not mean that you're a doormat. A lot of people misidentify and misapply allowance and vulnerability as being a doormat. It does not mean that you're a doormat, by any stretch of the imagination, especially if you're weaving in all of these different elements of intimacy. How could you be a doormat and be honoring you at the same time? Like, that actually doesn't, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't, that's not how things work in the world. So, being honoring of you, honoring you, it's like this acknowledgement of, like, truly, what do you require? What's going to create your life as a greater expression of you and consciousness and possibility and being and joy and ease, and going for that and making ourselves a doormat never creates that. So vulnerability and allowance are not that. I just want to say that. And that can be a more in-depth conversation that I happen to, I have a lot with people actually, because there's a lot of misidentification and misapplication of what those elements are. But what if it really is just like, hey, I don't have to have a judgment of anything, and I can still choose what works for me. I can still choose what I desire. I can have intense desire. I can have an intensity of desire for more, for beauty, for joy, for ease, for more money in my world, for more play in my world, for more travel, whatever that is for you, more ease with my body. Like, I can have an intensity of desire for that. And that's actually your being asking to be expressed into the world and in your life. And you can, and the space of allowance is actually a space that allows you to create that. So it's not about just going, whatever, like, I don't need anything. It's like, no, I want to like devour this, you know, this life. Like, it's so juicy and amazing and joyful. What else? Where else can I go on the planet? What else can I create? Like, what other conversations can I have? What other beauty can I create and witness and all of that? And so there can be this intensity of desire and of creation that the space of allowance then opens up. Because the other thing about that is as I was saying before, when something shows up in your world and it's not what you thought it was going to be or how you thought it was going to be, there's a space that, of like really going, okay, cool. Is this actually, because when you're in allowance and you're not in judgment of what shows up in your life and the, you know, how things sort of transpire on a daily basis, you actually get to have greater choice and you get to have greater, more questions and greater awareness. And you're not in resistance to how your life is unfolding anymore. It's just like, oh, perhaps this is actually something greater than what I've been asking for, showing up in a really different way. If you don't have judgment of it, you don't have to fight it. You don't have to resist it. You can actually just go, wow, cool. You know, what else can I be, know, perceive, and receive about this that I haven't been willing to before? So this is really dynamic space and woven into that, like the honoring, the trust, the vulnerability. And the gratitude piece is, it is this incredibly generative and creative energy that allows you to, it actually, like, the more gratitude you have, the more your whole universe expands. Like, the more it is, it, like, gratitude is essential for creation. And having gratitude for you is essential for creation. And if you're not willing to get out of, like, having to know everything or having to have your ducks in a row or, like, all the stuff that keeps you out of these elements of intimacy with you, the vulnerability with you, the allowance of you, of who you be, how strange you might be, how weird you might be, how bizarre you might be, that might actually be your total brilliance. Then this gratitude, like, if you are willing to have that, then this gratitude can be this ground of going, wow, like, I'm so grateful for me. I'm so grateful for what I choose. I'm so grateful for what I create. And there's this acknowledgement of you and the difference that you be and what you're up to in the world that, you know, most people who are part of these types of conversations tend to do actually quite a bit of judgment of themselves, which stops our capacity to acknowledge what we actually do, be, have, create, generate on a daily basis. And actually, like, it's not even an acknowledgement. I mean, yes, acknowledging what you create, acknowledgement of what you be, because you as the being, you get to, like, being you. Actually, somebody wrote a book called Being You, Changing the World. Dane here. Adore him and so grateful. Actually gets to, when you are being you, you have a much greater chance of having a major impact in the world, a major space of what else is possible. And actually, being an invitation for people to choose something different, to have a different possibility, to see a possibility that they might have never even been willing to see before. So gratitude for you is a very, very key element. And if you don't have gratitude for you, because here's the deal, if you don't have gratitude for you, you're actually going to be in judgment of you. And judgment is the primary energy that stops creation. It actually is, really, if you have judgment anywhere in your world about you, about what's showing up in your life, about other people, about your body, about your business, about your money, what money you don't have, how good or bad you are at creating something, even if it's a positive judgment, it can stop creation. If you're in a positive judgment of you or something, of like, oh, I made this fabulous amount of money and it's, and I must have done something really right. And so I have to, so if you judge it positively, you can't ever change. You can't do anything different ever again because you have to continue to get it right. And so often people go back to the rightness that they decided that they were way back when, at another point in time, to actually have this, you know, like a sense that you know how to create something in the future. That's not actually how creation works. Creation is a constant choosing of and toward the future that you know is possible. And when you have these elements of creation, gratitude, honor, trust, vulnerability, and allowance with you, the future that you are aware of, the future that you have access to as the awareness that you be, as everything that you know, as the thing that lights you up and that actually is the desire that you have to, you know, maybe it's travel the world or have a more joyful life or a beautiful relationship or an ease with your body or more money, all that stuff, like, what if it's actually part of the future that you know is possible? Well, you get to have access to that so much more when you are being these five elements of intimacy with you. And, you know, it's actually just so these are also in the book, Being You, Changing the World. And love that book. Really, truly highly recommended. I am a Being You facilitator. So it's one of the classes that I get to play with. I get the total honor and joy of playing with. And so there's more in that book if you'd like to check out more. But what if you, like, this might feel like a really different universe of being in creation for you. And what if that's cool? That's okay. You know, like, you don't have to, because you can't get it right with this stuff. You can't. So you're off the hook if you're willing to let yourself off the hook. But you can play. You can play and you can stretch into these spaces of being and just ask. Like, if there's things that you're hearing me say and you're like, oh my gosh, that would be amazing to have all of those energies in my life or to be all of those energies, then just ask for it. Like, hey, what would it take for this to show up? What would it take to have more of this and be more of this? And hey, universe, bring it on, and see what gets created. I mentioned earlier the Generative Business Pods, which is just one of my favorite creations that I do. And it's actually a 6-month creation intensive it is actually about creation of business. But the Generative Business Pods are actually, it's a playground for this. It's a playground for really diving into this conversation. And what would it be like to create your business from and as this space of being? What would it be like to create your business and money and everything that you're creating in the world from this conversation and from knowing that the more you cultivate this, the more you actually will get to create, like the more possibility will show up, the more money will show up. Like, it's just sort of the money and the business and all of that. It actually is in a way kind of a byproduct of choosing to be more and to create more and to be a different possibility in the world. And so, I am so grateful that I get to be in this conversation really ongoingly with a group of people that would like to actually create business from this space. And of course, we also bring in systems stuff and different cool conversations, like so many different access consciousness tools about working with other people and, you know, what do you create in your own business and all of that. So there's a lot to it. It's basically a weekly conversation with me and my team about the creation of business. And you get grouped into pods of 5 where you get to play over time and have more one-on-one conversations with me and small group conversations with me about what's going on in your specific business. I've actually had people that have taken it that didn't have a business. A lot of people, they're like, I don't have a business, but I want to do this. I'm like, yes, please. Because your business is actually the creation of your life. Your life is your business. Your household, your family, your body. I had somebody just do the last one that I did. I'm just finishing up next week where she actually just really wanted to make it about the business of her body. And she's had massive, massive change with her body, like just lifelong change that she's been asking for. And it's been so incredible to get to be part of that and witness it and play and receive. And just, I love watching people step into the acknowledgement of them, the receiving of them, acknowledging their brilliance and being more of that. And it really is actually, crazily enough, it's the most pragmatic way to create more. If you're asking for more in your life, these tools are so pragmatic. However woo-woo you might think they sound, they're actually the fastest way to get to where you're asking to be and to go and to create. It's sort of like skip over all the stuff that everybody else is telling you to do and know what you know. Know what you know about your body, your life, your business, your money, your like, know what you know, because there's no other way to create really that actually is going to be a sustainable space of creation that is joyful and abundant and all of that, then knowing that you really do know so much more than you think you do about everything. Even if you have a business and you're like, I don't know anything about business. Well, what do you know about you? What do you know about what you would like to create? What do you know about your business? What do you know about what you'd like to see in the world? And perhaps that's actually the greatest information that you could have about creating a different, whatever it is that you're up to. You might, I always say, you might be selling vacuums, but you could still change the world dynamically. So if you'd like to know more about the business pods or play, we start actually a new round March 7th, I believe. Actually, it's probably going to be like tomorrow when you hear this show. But we might leave it open for a little bit. It's heathernichols.com/businesspods. And you can find out more there for the next round or whatever. So thank you so much for being here and being part of this delicious conversation today. HeatherNichols.com. You can find out more about me and everything I do. And HeatherNichols.com/businesspods to find out more about that. Being You classes, all that good stuff. So what space of gratitude, allowance, vulnerability, and honor and trust can you be with you that would allow everything that you're asking for to show up and greater with total ease? And I hope you have lots and lots of fun finding that out. So thank you for you. Thank you for being here. And we'll catch you next time. Bye.
Thank you for joining us today for Creating Beyond Reality. Make sure to join Heather Nichols again next Monday at noon Pacific and 9 p.m. Central European time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for another adventure into the brilliance of you. Have an amazing week of possibility and creation.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.